latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
This week, we're going to catch up on the latest singles from your favourite Christian singers and bands. First up, the four-time Grammy-winning Australian duo for King & Country has joined forces with rising country singers Hannah Ellis and Jackson Mickelson to create a country edition of its multi-week number one tune, Together. Dubbed Together, the Country Collaboration, the new version features vocalists alongside violins, steel guitars and banjos. The duo's first country collaboration was with Dolly Parton on the chart-topping Grammy-winning song God Only Knows. For King & Country's Luke Smallbone says there's a fair amount of mingling between the Christian and country music communities in Nashville where they live, and their record company, Curb, is a major player in country music.
Country music has always been very open to the spiritual nature of what Christian music kind of stems from. They're very family-oriented. A lot of the artists, Christian artists, are based in Nashville, and as are the country artists. So I think a lot of it is actually happening fairly organically, just with friends being friends, things like that. I think that that would be the same for us.
Hillsong Worship this week releases its first single of the year, Fresh Wind. Brooke Ligatwood, Matt Crocker, Ben Fielding and David Ware wrote the standalone digital single, which started live as an improvised song during church worship. David says the song articulates a prayer for a fresh wind or an outpouring of the Spirit of God across the entire church. The Australian Worship Collective is best known for the songs No Other Name, So Will I, 100 Billion Times, What a Beautiful Name, and Awake My Soul. Owl City has released a remix of one of the biggest songs in Christian music history, DC Talk's Jesus Freak. Owl City is the American electronic music project best known for the song Fireflies, which went to number one in 26 countries, including Australia, in 2009. Jesus Freak was the title track of DC Talk's fourth album, released in 1995. It earned the trio three GMA Dove Awards. DC Talk launched the solo careers of Toby Mac, Michael Tate, and Kevin Mac Smith. One of New Zealand's most recognisable figures in Christian music is Phil Joel. The bassist relocated to the US in 1994, joining one of Christian music's most iconic bands, Newsboys. During his 12-year tenure with the band, Joel was featured on such seminal albums as Take Me to Your Leader and Step Up to the Microphone. This week, he releases a 6-track solo EP called Better Than I Found It, which kicks off with the catchy Beatlesque title track. And finally, Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Ambrose this week releases her latest song, Breathe Again. Written and produced with Michael Painter and Michael DeLorenzis from M Squared Productions, Ambrose presents what she calls a bright and engaging sound with lyrics that address the deeper emotions people connect with. Having recently turned 30 and often being mistaken for a member of the local youth group, Ambrose jokes that she enthusiastically consumes Melbourne's best coffee and tackles her songwriting in her time off. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.